A colourful tapestry of umbrellas, raincoats and banners carpeted St. Peter's Square this Sunday as thousands of pilgrims, most of them young Romans, gathered in the cold and rain to hear Pope Benedict's Angelus reflections at midday.
Cari fratelli e sorelle.
The Pope, speaking from the window of his apartment, reflected on the Sunday liturgy, in particular St. Paul's hymn of charity in his first letter to the Corinthians.
In today's liturgy we are reminded that Jesus, like the prophets who came before him, was not well received in his homeland and among his relatives and friends. His message brings great joy, but also requires open minds and generous hearts.
Charity, said Pope Benedict, is what distinguishes a Christian. Love is the style of God and of believers. It is the behavior of those who respond to the love of God by laying down their lives as the gift of self to God and neighbor.
Angelus Domini nun servit Mariae.
This theme of genuine love in charity tied in with the first of three intentions mentioned by Pope Benedict in comments after the Angelus prayer. On January 31st, the world remembers those who still today, in the third millennium, suffer the terrible plague of leprosy. The global event is promoted by the Italian association Amici di Raul Follero, whom the Pope thanked this Sunday for their tireless work. According to the association, each year about 700,000 cases of leprosy are diagnosed throughout the world, spread across the continents of Asia, Africa and South America. Of these, about 100,000 were recorded in India in 2008, where an estimated 70% of global cases live. Along with India, the most affected countries are Angola, Brazil, Congo, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Liberia, Madagascar, Mozambique, Nepal and Tanzania, where the disease affects one in every 10,000 inhabitants. This, despite the fact that if diagnosed in its early stages, the disease is curable.
Il pensiero va spontaneamente a Padre Damiano de Vester.
On Sunday, Pope Benedict entrusted the World Day of Leprosy Sufferers, all the people who are still suffering from this disease, as well as health workers and volunteers who devote themselves so there might be a world without leprosy, to the protection of Father Damien de Vester, who gave his life to caring for people with the disease and who was canonized last October.
Ed ora, con I ragazzi dell'ACR, liberiamo le colombe della pace.
The second of the Pope's intentions was for the Holy Land. Remembering the second day of intercession for peace in the Holy Land, Pope Benedict said he was spiritually united in prayer with the many Christians from all over the world.
Ora.
Papa, ti vogliamo tanto bene.
A message of peace was also brought to St. Peter's Square by the boys and girls of Catholic Action Rome. Traditionally, they conclude the month of January with the Peace Caravan, and at the end of the audience, two of them were invited to the papal apartments, from where, together with Pope Benedict, they released two doves from his window, a symbol of peace and hope for the world.
Oh. Ecco, fatto bene.
Finally, Pope Benedict called on business leaders and governing officials to do everything possible to counter job losses in the current economic crisis.
La crisi economica.
He said the economic crisis is causing the loss of many jobs and that this calls for a huge sense of responsibility from everyone, entrepreneurs, workers and governing officials. The Pope appealed that everything possible be done to protect and spur job growth, assuring dignified and adequate work to sustain families.
A sostamento delle famiglie.
And as the Pope invited prayers for all those suffering in these difficult times, Alcoa workers from Porto Veseme plant held up a banner in thanks and to the applause of the people in St. Peter's Square.